Welcome to the podcast series of Middle East and Africa Textile Journal. Did you know that a slowdown in the baby diaper market is literally reshaping how billion-dollar factories across Europe operate?
I mean, it sounds crazy, but the numbers, they don't lie.
Right. So today we are bringing you a brand new deep dive, and this is proudly hosted and sourced by the Middle East and Africa Textile Journal. We're analyzing the 2025 EDNA report on European nonwoven production. Our mission today is to decode this data and uncover exactly what it signals for the global manufacturing landscape.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here.
Definitely. And just quickly, if you are looking for further industry resources after we finish up today, you can find them over at www.kohantextilejournal.com. Now, the big headline from the report is this. Overall, European production declined by 2.2% in 2025, landing at 2,919,000 tons.
Which is a pretty specific number.
Very specific. Okay, let's unpack this. With a 2.2% drop, are we looking at an industry that is slowly deflating, or is this just a strategic shifting of the sales?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the headline decline actually masks incredible technological stability.
Really? How so?
Yeah, because when you look closer, total spunmelt output did decrease by 3.3%. But dry lead technologies, they held remarkably steady with just a 0.7% dip.
Okay, so barely a drop at all.
Exactly. And in highly specific areas, we actually saw limited growth, like hydro entanglement went up by 0.1%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and needle-punched bonding processes, those actually grew by 0.8%.
Wait, let me stop you right there, because for those of us not on the factory floor every day, those terms can sound a bit, opaque.
They do sound a bit technical, yeah.
Right, like spun melt, dry laid, hydro entanglement. Are we essentially just talking about the physical mechanisms of how these fibers are locked together?
That's exactly it. Think of spun melt as melting plastics and spinning them directly into a web. It's a high-volume, continuous process that's heavily used for mass-produced items.
Like standard baby diapers.
Spot on. Dry laid, on the other hand, takes solid fibers and mechanically arranges them before bonding. And hydro entanglement literally shoots high-pressure water jets to tangle those fibers together.
Ah, creating a softer, more fabric-like wipe.
Precisely. Meanwhile, needle punching uses thousands of barbed needles to physically punch fibers into a really dense, durable mat.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So it's a bit like a massive commercial kitchen. The demand for pouring huge generic batches of flour to spun melt might be slowing down, but the need for specialized, intricate recipes, the hydro-entangled and needle-punch techniques, is holding steady because it serves a more premium or specific purpose.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. The industry isn't just shrinking across the board. It is reallocating its tools toward complex, specialized bonding techniques.
But let me push back a little here. If that massive flour usage, the spun melt output, is dropping by over 3%, how can we call this stable? Why exactly are these specific techniques shifting right now?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it comes directly back to the end-use markets. Production methods don't just exist in a vacuum, right? They are tuned to consumer habits.
Right.
So the hygiene sector is traditionally the massive volume driver for nonwovens. But in 2025, it declined by 2.7%. And that was heavily influenced by a noticeable slowdown in the baby diaper market.
Right. And drawing from the Middle East and Africa Textile Journal's extensive coverage of this, we see that downward pull echoing across other durable goods, too. Building and roofing materials fell by 6.8%.
That's a big hit.
Huge. Upholstery took a significant 7.1% drop, and automotive interiors saw a 0.9% dip. It paints a clear picture heavy goods tied to housing or big ticket purchases are stalling out.
Yeah, they really are.
But then you have this fascinating outlier. Mm. Personal care wipes defy the trend entirely, growing by 0.9%.
Yes. You have heavy tonnage, durable goods facing serious macroeconomic headwinds, but single-use, convenience-based personal care items.
The ones that rely on those specialized hydro-entangled techniques.
Exactly. They are thriving. This is exactly why looking at raw tonnage alone is misleading. Wipes weigh a fraction of what roofing materials weigh, but they are keeping specific manufacturing lines incredibly busy.
Now, for those of you wanting the complete grammage data, which really fills in the gaps that raw tonnage leaves out, deeper insights will be unveiled very soon. The full breakdown will be presented at the IANDEX 26 event in Geneva.
Specifically during the Market Trends seminar, yeah.
Right. That is on Tuesday, May 19th at 2 p.m. And as a quick reminder, to stay on top of all these evolving manufacturing trends, be sure to visit www.kohantextilejournal.com again.
Ultimately, a professional look at this data proves an important point. Despite foreign competition and, you know, demand slowdowns in heavy industry, the European non-woven sector remains a beacon of strength, flexibility, and resilience.
Absolutely. We are seeing an industry actively recalibrating to meet consumers exactly where they are today.
And that leaves you with an interesting puzzle to consider as we wrap up this deep dive. If heavy tonnage items like building and roofing materials are dropping, while lightweight personal care wipes are steadily rising, how will our changing daily habits fundamentally reshape global manufacturing priorities in the years to come?